This is Dr. Lee dictating history physical, patient name. Sunarly, S-N-E-A-R-L-Y, Paul, P-A-U-L, Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y. Date of birth for this patient, 7-12-1930. History of present illness, this is a 92-year-old male. He was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital because of body ache, generalized weakness. Patient was evaluated in the emergency room. Patient has a known history of prostate cancer, osteoarthritis, and irregular heartbeat in the past. Patient was found lying in the kitchen overnight on the floor.
Hi, this is Michelle. Can I help you?
The lawn guy called 911.
Yeah.
And admission CPK was 3,500. Troponin level was 56. Lactate 2.1, WBCM 17, CT had no acute abnormality, CT maxillofacialary bone, no fracture, CT lumbar spine, DJD, CT chest, abdomen, pelvis, multifocal bronchopneumonia versus aspiration pneumonitis.
His hand now, so you can call him.
Multiple enlarged mediastinal node, most likely reactive.
In his hand, the phone
resistant
he is
leukocytosis
holding now. It was next
for several days. A febrile ID consulted over there, and they recommended viral panel negative. They said leukocytosis
so
reactive, but patient was given antibiotic cefdinir. Initially IV, the antibiotic subsequently
all
switched
right,
to
no
PO cefdinir 300 mg BID
all
and doxycycline 100 BID to complete 7-day course. CT had, as I mentioned, was negative. Patient has urology consultation because of hematuria and prostate cancer,
yeah.
Status post prostatectomy. And patient has a sphincter device pump in the scrotum. Patient sepsis was due to multifocal pneumonia that was treated IV antibiotics and switched to PO. UTI was treated, ID consulted, hematuria because of the known prostate cancer, and urology was consulted. He had some bleeding, later hematuria resolved. Patient has a non-STEMI with elevated troponin. Medical management was done, rhabdomyolysis due to fall, generalized weakness, PTOD consulted, and the patient was sent to subacute rehab at Genesis. Today when I saw the patient, he's sitting on the bed, sir, on the bed complaining of hoarseness, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever, no chills. Next line, past history, number 1, carotid stenosis, number 2, hydrocephalus, number 3, vertigo, number 4, hypertension, number 5, hyperlipidemia, number 6, urinary incontinence, number 7, prostate cancer, number 8, osteoarthritis of the shoulder, number 8, GERD, number 9, history of irregular heartbeat in the past, generalized weakness, recent non-STEMI, and also previous surgery with some device in the scrotum, being followed by urology for that. Medication upon discharge, amitriptyline, 50 mg at night, aspirin 81 mg daily, cefdinir 300 mg BID for 2 days, vitamin D 400 units daily, diltiazem CD 300 mg daily, doxycycline 100 mg BID for 2 more days upon admission to the rehab. Lasix 40 mg daily, guanfacine 600 mg BID for 2 more days, melatonin 6 mg QPM, metoprolol XL 25 mg daily, Mybertic MYRBETRIQ 50 mg daily, nystatin twice a day, topical powder, Senacort for constipation, vitamin E supplement daily. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse, rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear nasification, pulmonary, no cough. Patient is complaining of hoarseness, but no cough, no congestion, no ear nasal discharge, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, GI, no abdominal diarrhea, musculoskeletal. Some pain and aches in the knee, old surgical scar noted in the knee, neuro, no syncope. surgical history included cervical spine fusion, history of tonsillectomy, history of hernia repair, lip surgery, prostate surgery, appendectomy, history of knee replacement, and tonsillectomy as I mentioned. History of vertigo as I mentioned in the past. Assessment and plan, patient is admitted with generalized weakness and deconditioning with multiple medical problems. Number 2, gross hematuria. Number 3, sepsis, multifactorial secondary to UTI and bronchopneumonia. Non-STEMI, rhabdomyolysis, generalized weakness, dehydration, skin candidiasis, and history of vertigo. Plan of care, continue all the current medication, follow CBC, CMP, PTOT, follow up and monitor labs closely. Lab done this morning, sodium 143, potassium 4 per 1, carotid 104, CO2-32, BUN-14, creatinine 0.6, WBC count 12.08, hemoglobin 13.3, medical 40.5. Plan of care will be continued. All the medication will be continued. We'll follow CBC and BNP. Discuss with nursing staff. Thank you.